Anakin sat in the map room. He had activated dozens of holographic worlds at once. They swirled around him in their varied systems, while dozens of voices told him facts about their climate, geography, species, and culture. It was an exercise he'd invented to calm his mind. He drew the force around him to help him concentrate. "Concentration is different from thinking," his master had told him. "When you are concentrating hard enough, you shouldn't be thinking at all." He was concentrating so intently that he didn't hear Obi-Wan come in. His master could move without making the smallest sound, but Anakin wanted to reach the point where he always knew when Obi-Wan entered the room. He wasn't there yet. Obi-Wan sat down beside him and waited for him to turn. "A mission?" Anakin asked, hopefully. "No, we are at the temple for a while," Obi-Wan said. "I haven't told you something I discovered on Harridan, something I told the council about. That patrol was paid to attack us by Granta Omega."
"Why didn't you tell me before?"
"You had enough to think about."
"Are we going after him?" Anakin asked.
"Jocasta Nu is helping me do some research," Obi-Wan said. Anakin realized this wasn't quite an answer. "In the meantime," Obi-Wan continued, "I have something for you to do."
"I am ready, Master."
"I have arranged a private lightsaber tutorial for you with Sawara and Tana." Anakin felt his heart fall. Shame filled him.
"Because of what happened on Harridan?"
"Yes," Obi-Wan said. "There is no blame, Padawan. Yet there are things you need to learn. Things that I have not been able to teach you."
"There is nothing you can't teach me, Master," Anakin argued.
But the real reason for Anakin's disquiet was a secret fear that Obi-Wan planned to leave him behind while he went after Granta Omega.
"This is not your decision, Padawan." Obi-Wan's tone was sharp. "This is a great honor for you. Sawara rarely takes individual students."
The stern lines of Obi-Wan's face relaxed into a smile. "You might have fun." Anakin looked at him with such disbelief that Obi-Wan's smile turned into a laugh. Later that afternoon, Anakin tucked the training lightsaber into his belt with distaste. He felt like a young student again. He found himself tugging at his tunic to straighten it before walking to the practice area to meet Sawara. Quickly, he rumpled it again. He wasn't a student any longer. He was a Padawan learner. Sawara didn't notice his rumpled tunic or his lack of enthusiasm. She nodded shortly at him.
"Let's go."
"Go?"
Anakin was puzzled. Lightsaber training had always taken place in the practice room. She lifted a corner of her mouth in a small smile.
"Do you expect there to be a practice room to fight in on missions?"
Anakin grinned.
"I guess not.
Maybe he would enjoy this after all." Sawara took him to the landing platform, where he jumped into an airspeeder next to her. She took him to a part of Coruscant he'd never visited, 100 levels or so below the temple. Here, an entire quarter of the city was being knocked down in order to build new construction. Sawara parked the speeder and slid out. Anakin jumped out after her and looked around. He waited to see what Sawara would do. Sawara did nothing. She picked her way over to a building and looked up at the frame being erected.
"Housing," she said. "Coruscant always needs more housing. Amazing that people keep immigrating here. Do you know that building is the biggest industry on Coruscant?"